pyres of the dead stained the skies black, and Kurz had watched his chaplains orchestrating the executions of defeated prisoners when Dawn marched into his camp, his lean face thunderous.
Kurz!
Never once had Rogel Dawn called him by his forename.
Brother,
he had replied.
Throne, what are you doing here?
Demanded Dawn, his normal affable tone swallowed in the depths of his outrage. A phalanx of gold-armored warriors followed their lord, and Kurz had immediately sensed the tension in the air.
Punishing the guilty,
he had answered coolly.
Restoring order.
The Primarch of the Imperial Fists shook his head.
This is not order, Kurz. It is murder. Order your warriors to stand down. My Imperial Fists will take over this sector. Stand down,
said Kurz.
Are they not the enemy? Not anymore,
said Dawn.
They are prisoners now, but soon they will be a compliant population and part of the Imperium. Have you forgotten the Emperor's purpose in declaring the Great Crusade?
To conquer,
said Kurz.
No, said Dawn, placing a golden gauntlet on his shoulder guard. We are liberators, not destroyers, brother. We bring the light of illumination, not death. We must govern with benevolence if these people are ever to recognize our authority in this galaxy.
Kurz flinched at the touch, resenting the easy friendship Dawn pretended. Bilious anger bubbled invisibly beneath his skin, but if Dawn was aware of it, he gave no sign.
These people resisted us and must pay the penalty for that crime,
said Kurz.
Obedience to the Imperium will come from the fear of punishment. You know that as well as anyone, Dawn. Kill those that resisted, and the others will learn the lesson that to oppose us is to die.
Dawn shook his head, taking his arm to lead him away from the curious stares their heated discussion was attracting.
You are wrong, but we should speak of this in private.
No,
said Kurz, angrily shrugging off Dawn's grip.
You think these people will bend the knee meekly to us because we show compassion? Mercy is for the weak and foolish. It will only breed corruption and eventual betrayal. Fear of reprisals will keep the rest of this planet in check, not benevolence.
Dawn sighed.
And the hatred planted in those you leave alive will pass from one generation to the next until this world is engulfed in a war, the cause of which none of those fighting will remember. It will never end. Don't you see that? Hate only breeds hate, and the Imperium cannot be built upon such bloody foundations.
All empires are forged in blood,
said Kurz.
To pretend otherwise is naive. The rule of law cannot be maintained by the blind hope that human nature is inherently good. Haven't we seen enough to know that ultimately the mass of humanity must be forced into compliance?
I cannot believe I am hearing this, said Dawn. What has got into you, Kurz?
Nothing that has not always been there, Dawn,
said Kurz, striding away from the mighty golden figure and hauling one of the few remaining prisoners upright by the front of his tunic. He scooped up a fallen bolter and thrust the heavy gun into the prisoner's trembling hands. Kurz leaned down and said,
go ahead. Kill me.
The terrified man shook his head, the oversized weapon shaking in his hands as though his limbs were palsied.
No, said Kurz. Why not?
The prisoner tried to speak, but so awed by the terrifying proximity of the Primarch that his words were unintelligible.
Are you afraid that you will be killed?
The man nodded, and Kurz addressed his warriors.
No one harms this man. No matter what happens, he is not to be punished.
Kurz had turned and walked back towards Dawn, with his arms stretched out to either side of him and presenting his back to the prisoner. No sooner had he turned away from the armed man than the gun had been raised and the hard crack of a bolter shot split the air. Sparks flew as the explosive shell ricocheted from Kurz's armor, and he spun on his heel to smash the prisoner's skull to splinters with his fist. The headless corpse swayed for a moment before dropping slowly to its knees and pitching onto its chest.
You see,
said Kurz, his fingers dripping blood and bone fragments.
And what was that supposed to prove?
Asked Dorn, his features curled in distaste.
That any chance mortals get, they would choose the path of descent. When he thought he would be punished, he dared not shoot. But the moment he believed himself free from consequence, he acted.
That was an unworthy deed, said Dorn. And Kurza turned away from him before he could elaborate. But the Imperial Fist Primarch caught his arm.
Your warriors will stand down and withdraw, Kurz. That is an order, not a request. Leave this planet now.
Dorn's eyes were hard as granite, and Kurz knew enough of his brother's resolve to realize he had pushed him far enough.
When this campaign is won, you and I will have words, Kurz. You have crossed the line, and I will no longer countenance your barbarous methods of war. Your way is not the way of the Imperium.
I think you might be right, whispered Kurz.
And as he led his warriors from the field of battle, their dark armor rendering them as shadows in the ruins, he wondered what might have happened had he taken the debate to its logical conclusion.